Discovering music that is new to you is an eye-opening experience. You find creativity and expression and sense a unique perspective all because of that one line or one beat. Some tracks send off a vibe that is unforgettable, unlike anything you've ever heard before. Dreamy-sounding songs astonish me. Each one carries a different mood to it, but all send me into a hazy space. I'm captured by the elements of the dream pop music genre and how they have been interpreted and played with over time. I'm Emily Patton, and you're listening to Submerge, a podcast about the journey and evolution of subgenres in music. This episode is focused on the subgenre known as dream pop, or shoegaze. The most recognizable dream pop groups nowadays are M83, The 1975, Lana Del Rey, and Beach House. Beginning their career in 2004, Victoria Langrad and Alex Scaley formed Beach House and furthered the dream pop sound with their use of layered, synthesized beats and whispered vocals. Their third studio album flaunted their shoegaze style with tracks like Lover of Mine and 10 Mile Stereo. 10 Mile Stereo displays a glistening touch to the instruments in the song. The keyboard effects and hums added into the song add an emotional aspect to the piece that dream pop is known for. Beach House didn't just think to add these features in. Shoegaze artists ahead of their time passed down these traits and many, many more. Dream pop was introduced to the world by two men who disguised themselves as French girls. They even named their group Two Girls in French, Des Filles. Simon Fisher Turner and Colin Lloyd Tucker created intense background stories for the girls they pretended to be. They explained that their music is the girls' escape from the issues that they struggle with, yet the band didn't feature any lyrics. I believe the group did this as a way to have the audience interpret the song as whatever they like. Meanwhile, Turner and Tucker released their built-up emotions and strutted their production skills. Heavily influenced by literature and the roles of instruments in the psychedelic rock genre, Des Filles released their first album in 1982. The song Drinking at a Stream is my favorite off the album because of the panning of soft, layered instrumentals. The group features panning in multiple other songs, clearly heard in the cut Pirouette, off their second album titled Double Happiness. Tucker and Turner produced an off-brand psychedelic sound through the instruments and studio manipulation heard in their music, yet they added a twist to it. They featured a dreamy sound and atmosphere to what they made and influenced other groups to do the same. Mashing acid rock, jazz, pop, and electric music together in one album, the British group A.R. Kane pushed the dream pop genre into the mainstream with their album titled I. From this album, released back in 1989, the hit A Love from Outer Space literally pulled fans in with its vibey and spacey sounds. The layered hip-hoppy beats and quiet vocals inspired another shoegaze group to move in the opposite direction. Considered by many to be the best dream pop album of all time, My Bloody Valentine's 1991 record titled Loveless exposed the alternative side of the genre. A majority of tracks off Loveless reveal a lo-fi sound mixed with the spacey effects of dream pop. The most perfect example of this can be found in the first few seconds of I Only Said by My Bloody Valentine. The repeated bubbly loop exemplifies the dream pop sound, whereas the distortions of the instruments shows off the lo-fi sound of the group. My Bloody Valentine definitely added quite a twist to the genre and shifted similar music artists in the 90s to follow down the same path. In 1999, the Flaming Lips released their breakthrough album that shook the dream pop scene. Soft Bulletin features songs that honestly amaze me with their beauty, especially the track Feeling Yourself Disintegrate. The steady drum and guitar tracks carry the audience through the song, yet the echoes and layered orchestrations free their minds. The Flaming Lips studio manipulation truly changed the meaning of dream pop and altered the way the genre is produced today. Echoes, hypnotic tones, and panning were already featured singularly in previous recordings of this genre, but the Flaming Lips unmasked the possibilities of what happens when they mix together. A more modern-day example of dream pop music does just that in a more delicate tone. The 1975, a British group formed in 2002, released an EP titled Sex, with four tracks that became hit songs. Undo, off the EP, features layered and steady pulses and hums mixed with echoes. The faint vocals are added in a strategic way to strengthen the dreamy sound of the track. The 1975's most recently released record presents a piece that perfectly blends gospel and dream pop together. If I Believe You contains angelic effects to the instrumentals and reverb on the vocals that create a sensational and moving piece. And I'm broken and bleeding and begging for help. And I'm asking you, Lover of Mine by Beach House generates a similar reaction. Gospel tones and Dream Pop's maverick sounds are easily detected within this track. Lover of Mine features a sparkly touch to the piece that stands out and makes the song what it is. Fans admire the texture and physical feel that artists within this genre create in their music. The artists featured and more make dream pop music what it is and continue to wow the world with their beautiful creations. Through many variations of this genre, the dreamy qualities of shoegaze will always remain a constant throughout its history. For WHJE Radio, this has been Emily Patton. For more stories like this, visit WHJE.com.